And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we're looking at patchy fog throughout the day, highs in the 70s, and partly cloudy at night, lows into the 60s. For you boaters, no major advisory in effect this evening, and nothing for me to issue for tomorrow. Now, with that said, it's time for Off the Lip Radio. I hope you enjoy the show.
Good evening and welcome. How come your thing's not working, TC?
There you go. I'm back.
Actually, you know what? Since we're back, I used to understand how this stuff worked. There we go. That's gone.
Mm-hmm.
That one's working. Yep. That one's working. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Off the Lip Radio Show, the 500 and a lot radio show since we first started here back in 1908.
What year was that that we actually
started? It was like 8 years ago.
8 years ago.
When Rosie said, you need to get like six co-hosts because you guys are a bunch of servers and not going to show up.
Rosie said we'd last like 4 days.
No, she said 3 months. We're still here.
8 years later. Rosie, if you're listening.
We love you.
We're still here.
Love Rosie's show in the morning. She does a great job. I love that show.
You know, it's the honestly, that's the best show on this entire radio station.
It's way better than mine. Ours.
Way better than us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we have a great tonight, this person came on my show at my house a couple of times during the pandemic. And I'm always shocked she says yes. Because I know she's talked to the New York Times and the blah, 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 and this production and that production. Way bigger people, way bigger stars than us, TC.
Yeah.
Way bigger. New York Times.
We're like the guys who crawl in the gutter compared to like New York Times.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest tonight is the Santa Cruz County Health Officer, Dr. Gail Newell. And she deserves a round of, you can multiply that, I think, by at least 25,000 who would thank her for the work, the countless work that she's done here in Santa Cruz. So whether you like it or not, whether you like her or not, she's here because I invited her here and she said yes.
That's great.
Are we taking calls tonight? We're taking calls from one person. Doctor. Who is that person, doctor?
The one person who might call in is my wife, Dr. Kelly Beingesser.
And we really need to talk to her.
Yeah, Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly needs to call in because the guests are always, it's the people behind the scenes that have the scoop, right?
Right.
The people behind the scenes have the scoop. So if Kelly wants to call in, she's welcome to at 479-1080.
Mm-hmm.
The bell is ringing.
It's official.
The bell is ringing for TC. Do you have your notes, TC?
First off, I gave up on notes for this radio show years ago. Yeah, but I'm really impressed that you actually had notes.
Because her secretary, who I'm going to mention her name is Nikki Meza, right? Is truly you're lucky to have her because she's got her act together. And she says, Neil, send me some questions. Send me some questions that she might want to listen to. She may want to answer. So I sent the questions across that weren't written by me, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They're written by somebody who's far more intelligent than me.
Hold it.
These aren't written by
me. You actually outsourced for these questions?
I outsourced the questions.
I'm impressed.
What's Kelly's is Kelly's phone number start with 559?
It does.
Oh, here she is. Here we go. Dr. Nails, nice seeing you.
Okay, show's over. Kelly's here.
Is she on the phone? She's not on the phone.
She's going to call on a landline.
She's going to call on a landline. Okay, perfect. Okay, can we talk about... last time you were on the show, we didn't even want to talk about COVID because like you were like over it.
Oh, we got to talk about COVID tonight, though.
But we got to talk about COVID tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the Delta variant?
Delta variant is here. Yep.
Is it actually here in Santa Cruz right now?
It is.
Is it bad?
Well, the Delta variant is much more transmissible. So they said it used to take about 15 minutes of close contact to get COVID from the wild virus, the original virus. With Delta, they say it can be as short as 5 to 10 seconds.
Holy smokes. So that's like the family party was COVID. Now it's like just buying your sandwich at Togo's.
Right.
Wow.
However, the vaccine is holding strong. It's very, very rare for anyone who's been fully vaccinated to get COVID, even with the Delta variant around. So the big message tonight is if there's some reason you've chosen not to get vaccinated, please reconsider at this point. It's critical, especially if you're older, especially if you're chronically ill or immune suppressed. Now is the time.
It doesn't seem like those people who don't want to get vaccinated seem like they do not want to get vaccinated. I haven't met anybody kind of sitting on the fence. Have you, TC? I don't know. I'm thinking
about it.
It's like, no, I'm not getting it. Forget it. No. I'm not doing it. Have you got vaccinated, TC?
Of course, I got the Johnson & Johnson. I'm stoked. But what's crazy to me, doctor, is that 99.7% of the people who died were not vaccinated.
Right.
You know, then you think about that. Like, everyone who dies isn't vaccinated. So maybe vaccination's a pretty good idea.
Even if you get it when you're vaccinated, it's going to be mild. You're not going to land in the hospital. You're not going to die.
Right.
So it's really an important
time. I did read today where there's a 13-year-old kid that died after getting a vaccine in Florida.
Yeah, there have been a few deaths from the vaccine, vaccine-related deaths, but compared to the number of lives saved.
Right.
So these numbers are small. Like this week we've been talking about the Guillain-Barré syndrome in kids. It's a rare neurologic disorder that can happen after vaccine. It usually resolves, but sometimes it can progress and even be fatal. But the number of lives saved, the number of incidence of that disease is around 70. The number of lives saved, and that's out of, 18 million vaccines.
Right.
Of that brand given. And the number of lives saved is thousands and thousands.
It is crazy, I think about that. How many people have been vaccinated versus how many people have had trouble from vaccinations? It's got to be so low.
Very tiny. Yeah. The fraction of serious reactions to the vaccine.
It seems to me that the same ratio could be said about a hip replacement surgery or putting a stent in a heart. The ratio
is much safer than either.
Exactly. So people who are like, I'm not going to get vaccinated. Well, don't go have your molar pulled because you could die probably easier from that.
Or driving.
Yes.
To get your molar pulled.
Look what I got, CC. Look at the news I had yesterday.
Yeah, well, and you know what's funny, Neil? It's I feel like you can almost stoke the fire with this with you because what happened to you yesterday?
So I got a foot injury. It's been bugging me for like 2 months, right? And I surf, I play golf, I go to yoga.
Right.
I'm active. My vital signs are perfect.
But you're maybe 20 pounds overweight.
No, I'm not 20 pounds. You're fired.
Okay, so keep going.
All right, go to the doctor. I go, Doc, what's the problem? I got a foot injury, right? I mean, I don't even want to be in here wasting your time with my silly foot injury. She goes, no.
It's just a sore foot.
Yeah, you deserve some time. You deserve to be here because I didn't want to waste the time. But the wedding room, the emergency care was packed, right? Mm. I go, I don't want to waste your time, but if you might have a foot. Can you just take a little look at it, and maybe it's bruised, and I can hit the road? She goes, looks at it. She goes, let me ask you a question. Have you ever had a blood clot before in your life? And I go, yeah, about 15 years ago, I almost died. She goes, hang on a minute.
Did they pull the alarm?
Yeah, the alarm bells went off. Test, x-rays.
Ching.
Ultrasound on my leg, right? I'm like, oh, my God, not another blood. Please don't tell me I got another blood clot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with the whole... When I was getting my ultrasound with the lady, she wouldn't say a word, and I wouldn't say a word. Hmm. I'm like just praying. I go at the end, she says, "Okay, we're done." I go, "Tell me, what do I got?" She goes, "I can't tell. You're gonna talk to the doctor."
Were you wearing your Manscaped boxer briefs when you had that ultrasound? Come on, bro. Were you? I could have been a Manscaped commercial right there.
I can't believe you're bringing up Manscaped right now.
Were you Manscaped?
I did not have the Manscaped underwear on. I did not have them on.
But when they check up there...
No, they didn't check the whole thing.
Okay, were you like... Yeah. You're in the waiting room, like, you're like, damn it, I didn't Manscaped. Did that happen? Is that like a waiting room problem?
Dr. Noel's going to kill me. I'll never come on the show again.
No. Isn't that kind of up there in the corner?
That thing? In the corner, yeah.
Okay, up there in the corner.
I have used the machine.
Okay.
Works right. Like a dream.
So you cleaned up the lawn.
Bottom line is...
When you have guests over, you want to make sure the lawn's mowed, right?
Absolutely.
So you have some guests.
Trimmed and looking good.
Ultrasound. And, okay, so how'd the ultrasound go? What'd they find?
Kill me.
What happened?
She's going to kill me. I got a freaking blood clot.
Okay.
She goes, get your ass down to Walgreens right now. There's a prescription for you. Pop, take these, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, call the doctor back in 2 days, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. Yeah, blood clot.
Okay,
I'm sitting here with a blood clot, doctor.
Okay.
She's that's serious.
Like, right.
Mm-hmm.
Serious.
And, what,
and so, you're making fun of me with a Manscaped commercial in between.
I'm just saying.
I could be half dead right now.
You should have planned ahead and been like, I'm going to go to the doctor. I should probably get the Manscaped machine out, turn the headlight on. Clean things up. Okay, so you're on blood thinners now,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah, I am. Right here.
Should he not be active on blood thinners,
I'm sitting
doc?
Here talking to the Dr. Newell for crying out loud.
Well, I know. Well, she may be able to give you some advice.
Can we get off?
You might want to wear a helmet if you're skateboarding.
I'm not skateboarding.
Wait.
I'm not doing anything.
So do you get colder out there at sea when you're
I'm not doing anything. Well, you're not surfing. Because the last time I surfed on a blood thinner, that was a disaster. I'm not even going to go there because Kelly's waiting.
If you're on blood thinners, do you get extra shrinkage? I'm asking for a friend.
That's funny.
Can we talk to her wife? Can we change? I don't know. Excuse me.
I've never been on blood thinners.
French Dr. Newell, but you're busting my shaved balls here.
Manscaped.
You're busting my shaved balls.
You know, if you're interested in Manscaped equipment, you can get that.
With 20% off, you just go to manscaped.com, mention Off the Lip radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Off the Lip, in fact. Hang on a minute. We got Kelly on here. Kelly, is she there? Kelly, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank God you're here. Bell, ping the bell. Bring the bell, please.
Hello, gentlemen.
Kelly, welcome to the show.
Yes. Thank you so very much.
Thanks for being so brave to call in, by the way.
Thank you. So this is the third time Dr. Newell's been on the show.
Well, no. I'm an obstetrician gynecologist, so courage, bravery, whatever you want to call it, or good acting, I've been through worse.
Than what?
Than being on the show.
Mm. Than this show? Yeah, this show. A lot of people have been through... I don't think this. Many people have been through a lot worse in this show. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that has yet to be determined.
The person that you're married to, can you describe? And I know you probably cannot do this, but can you describe in a paragraph what the year has been like since you've been next to her in 2020, 2021?
Well, you know, when it first started. Gail rolled over in the bed in the very beginning, and she said, oh, my gosh, I don't know if I can do this. And I said, are you kidding? You've been waiting for this your whole life. You always wanted to save the world. Well, get your ass out of bed and do it. And she said, oh, you're right.
Wow.
So that's kind of how it started.
Right.
And there's been a lot of times when I've had to remind her, like, I know you're tired, I know this is really tough, but, you know, you asked for it. You know, you wanted to do this. You know, Gail is the most principally driven woman person I know, and she's always going to do...
Ring that bell.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's always going to do the thing that's best for people, whether it's uncomfortable or not. She wants to recommend what's the best thing. And if she has to stay up all night to make it as good and as perfect as it can be, she will do it.
Can I ask you what the hardest day for her was?
Well, there's so many. I think that it was actually one evening when the hospital's calling and asking to be tested, and she's like, I can't approve that because there's not enough tests. And just, you know, just saying no to a single person was the beginning of, oh my gosh, this is going to be really hard because I feel like I'm making decisions that are going to impact people just because we don't have enough test. So I think it was really hard in the beginning when we had limited supplies and testing.
I feel like I'm interviewing. She's off to one side here. Is she taking a break right now, or is her foot still on the gas, knowing that the job is yet to be done?
I think her foot is. I think she took a well-deserved break.
Yeah.
And it was timed because I think we have evidence to show that we're going to have another surge. How we handle that surge will probably be different in our life, but in Gail's life, it's going to be the same.
Right.
It's going to get meetings and phone calls and up all night and all the middle of the night from, you know, just as part of the job, but also friends and neighbors, and she just doesn't say no to people.
Right. Did COVID, I mean, with TC and I were kind of not joking, we were talking about it before, where COVID, we had fun during COVID. We did shows, we brought music and brought joy to people, and your store brought joy to kids that were, and it was open. Did this put a strain on your relationship, or did it make your relationship stronger with your
partner? Made our relationship much stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah, the funny thing that happened is our poor 25-year-old daughter and her boyfriend got stuck with us. And although it was probably miserable for them, it was the best thing that happened to us. I mean, who gets to spend time with their 25-year-old daughter for 7 months? I mean, that was the best thing.
Family dinners at the table.
Brutal.
It was wonderful.
It was wonderful?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good
times. Was there ever a point in time where it got scary?
I think that for Gail, I don't know. It's hard to tell because she is, you know, she'd come home and nonchalantly say, "Well, COVID's everywhere," you know, and the three of us would sit there and, like, you know, have a little clinch reaction.
Right.
And she was very matter of fact about it. And we were like, "Well, we're all gonna die. We're all no, whatever. We'll just follow the rules. You'll be fine."
Right.
But then going to the hospital, and as my job, going to the hospital and them saying, you know, "We don't have any masks right now. We use the one you have." You know, in the beginning when we didn't really know a lot, it was scary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dr. Neal, can I ask you a question? So June 15th, when we get California opening day, right? How are we? I'm going to talk about Santa Cruz because you don't need to know. Talk about what's outside of Santa Cruz, but in Santa Cruz County, how are we doing? Are we in better shape than June 15th, or are things worse than they were on June 15th? And being June 15th, being an opening day,
our disease rate is definitely higher. All indications in Santa Cruz and throughout the state and the nation are that we've got rising disease rate. We've got more worrisome variants. We've stalled in our vaccination efforts. So they're not better.
Okay.
Yeah, they're worse than they were June 15.
And what therefore is your job to try and make to get that thing turned around, or is it your job at all? I mean, you can lead a horse to water. I mean, talk about vaccines. You can lead a horse to water. It doesn't make him a duck, right?
Yeah.
You can't tell somebody to do something and they don't want to do it.
As an individual, I'm not going to be writing more health officer orders. I'm not going to be doing any kind of, you know, heroic local movements or anything like that. I'm not going to close the beaches. No. I don't see restricted social movement being a part of the future of COVID at all.
Right.
I don't think any of us want to go there. So it's really a big push for vaccination, getting everybody ready again, the skilled nursing facilities, the hospitals, the elder care facilities, anywhere there's congregate living, shelters, jails. That's where we need to make sure everyone's ready.
Is it weird? And I'm just going to generalize, but it seems like the Republican Party is anti-vax. And to me, they need votes. Like, they would be like, "Everybody, get vaccinated so you can vote next year." You know, like, is it weird to you to see, like, people being anti-vax? Is that, you must drive you crazy.
Well, anti-vax folks have been part of my life the whole time I've been a physician, and I get it. I understand why people are hesitant and afraid and fearful. When we've looked at, so we've got about 70% of our eligible folks are vaccinated.
Which is very good, right?
That's very good. Yeah, we're one of the best in the state, and the state is one of the best in the nation. But that other 30%, when we look at that, when we look at it from the state and national level too, about a third of those are just, they're sitting on the fence. They just haven't done it yet. They just haven't made it happen for themselves. About another 10%, so about, it's about a third, a third, a third. So a third are like sitting on the fence. A third are like, I really want more information. This is too new, which by the way, it's not. These vaccines have been in development for 10 years. Even if it's not for COVID, this kind of vaccine has been around.
Mm-hmm.
But there's people waiting for FDA approval. They're waiting for more information. They want to see how other people do with it. And then the last 10%, the last third of that 30%, it's not ever going to happen.
Okay.
What's the banner that's been on Highway 1 that's like they don't have liability? Did you see that banner that was over the Morrissey Bridge? And it was there. It was like the
I saw that.
Yeah, the vaccines don't.
They rotate through a number of different signs.
They do. Who are
and
those
some
people?
Some of them I really cringe at. Like, do vaccines cause infertility? Because the answer is no. We know the answer is no. It's clear the answer is no. But just by putting the question up there,
right,
it raises creates that doubt. Fear in people.
Okay, let's talk about schools. Summer's coming to an end. Kids are going to be back in school pretty soon. What is our state, Santa Cruz County-wide, as far as schools is concerned?
Yeah, we are in full alignment with the state here in Santa Cruz, and that is that we're going to have our kids back in the classroom full-time in fall.
Vaccinated or not?
Vaccinated or not.
With masks?
Well, a lot of them can't get vaccinated.
Okay.
Anyone under 12 is not eligible yet and probably won't be until later in the fall.
Is there any word on that as far as more children vaccinations?
Yeah, sometime this fall.
Okay.
It'll be approved for ages 5 through 11.
You know, when I was a kid, you used to get vaccinated at school.
I remember when I was a kid.
Is that gone? Is that not going to happen with COVID?
No, we've been doing COVID vaccines in the schools.
Oh, you have?
For the 12 and up. Yep.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. And that's going to continue once we go 12 and under, too?
Uh-huh.
When that's signed by a parent, obviously, the parent has to approve that.
The parent has to either be there or have done an online consent form officially.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I was wondering about that because my kids are grown now and they're not in school, so I didn't know that. So that's good to know. And has there been resistance at that level as well?
More hesitation than resistance. There have been some protests at some of the school sites where we have been vaccinating, but it's not by students or parents. It's by outside organizations. But in general, it's more a hesitancy than out and out anti-vaxxers at the schools.
You listen to Dr. Gail Newell, who is the Santa Cruz County Health Officer, right here on the Off the Radio Show. We really thank her for coming down here tonight. She is a brave woman to be sitting here in front of TC and I, trust me. We're going to play a couple of commercials. We're going to try and get it right. We've got a couple of commercials. People support the show. Come on, Nick.
Hi, this is Mike with the Argus Company, corner of Water and Branson 40. I am sitting here with my friend Neil Perlberg of Off the Lip Radio Show. Off the Lip Radio Show? You've never listened to it? Well, you are now. Keep listening. And, by the way, if you're looking for a used car or motorcycle, the Argus Company on the corner of Water and Branson 40, www.thearguscompany.com. Have a great day. Thanks.
Beep, 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 yeah!
Hey, this is Christine Peeney. I'm your local Santa Cruz real estate agent, and I am proud to support Off the Lip Radio Show on KSCO. I'm here for all of your real estate needs, whether you are buying or selling, I'm here for you. My phone number is 831-515-2281, or you can find me on the web at christinepeeney.com. You can also find me on Facebook, which is facebook.com/GreatSantaCruzHomes, or on Instagram, Christine Peeney Santa Cruz.
Coast Auto Supply and Dismantling in Watsonville has been in business by the same family since 1961. If you'd like to junk a vehicle, a car or truck, or you need a car part or a truck part, this is the place to go see. We have computerized parts inventory and Coast Auto Supply is a full-service yard, which means you don't get dirty. They take the parts off the cars. Located at 112 Lee Road in Watsonville, or check us out on the World Wide Web at coastautosupply.com.
Ohm Soul, the Ocean to Mountain Soul Groove. We are a movement to get y'all clicked back into your heart chakra. We make special baked goods infused with megahertz frequency. You can grab that at Coralitas at the Blossoms Farmhouse or in Aptos at the Palm Deli. Come and see us at the Coralitas Farmers Market every Sunday, 11 to 3 at 127 Hames Road in Coralitas. Check out our awesome website at ohmsoul.guru and our creative writing on Instagram on Ohm Soul. Give us a follow.
I can use some pointers.
Hey! Hey, we're back with the Author Radio Show right here on KSCO AM 1080. You can catch the show live on Facebook. Just go to Santa Cruz Waves Facebook page. There's a live video working right now.
Yep.
We are our honored guest tonight is Dr. Gail Newell, who is a Santa Cruz County Health Officer who has been in charge with so much of our decisions in the last year and a half, that we've listened very, very closely to her. Whether you agree with her or not, she is the boss. So what she says goes. So we are honored to have her here tonight. And if you want to call, if you want to call in, Nick will take down your questions and hand them to me. The phone number is 479-1080. I'm not taking calls on the line, but if you want to call in and Nick will write them down, it is the best way for us. Thank you so much. There's a question here by a listener. Which vaccination is best for the Delta variant?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
Well, the mRNA vaccines are performing better. That's the Pfizer and the Moderna. And TC, I know you got the J&J.
Damn it.
It's holding up. It's holding up. It's doing its part too.
Mm-hmm.
But the Pfizer and Moderna really seem to be doing exceptionally well with the Delta variant.
I got a question. My hand's in the air. I got a question. Can he go get the Moderna as well?
Can I make a cocktail out of this?
Can you make it? Yeah.
If I get all of them?
We're not doing that yet. And we're not giving third doses.
You're not?
And no boosters yet either.
Oh, so no boosters. So no point him.
Not indicated.
No point him flipping out going, maybe I should get the other one. And your decision, you picked the wrong one. So he can't go get the other one.
Well, and my question with J&J is I was going to Mexico and I thought I would have to have a vaccination to get back into the country, I needed a test, not a vaccination. So I drove all the way to Bakersfield to get Johnson & Johnson because they were hard to get. Was that a mistake? Should I have?
We're still giving lots of J&J.
Because I was one and done. I like the sound of that. I know people who got the second shot sometimes had some,
sicker than a dog.
They were a little ill for a day or two. I felt great after J&J. The next day, I felt awesome. So
anybody who takes three Viagra can take anything.
I'm like made of steel. I tell you what.
Anybody can eat three of those.
I was that night for sure. I was made of steel. Okay, by the way, getting back to your Viagra comment.
What? I just said to
there
say
was
it.
No instructions.
I know.
Why I was like, well, if one's good, three have to be great.
I know, because when you have Advil, you pop three Advil. What else are you going to do?
Well, just so you know, three lasts like 24 hours. So if you want a big weekend, take three.
Kiel's going.
I have to say, as a gynecologist, we've seen the women aftermath of that. So
terrible.
I don't recommend it.
No, you could ask my wife. Yeah. She gets so pissed off at me.
So another question here from a listener. Community gave you a hard time. It was beyond a hard time. People gave you death threats, correct?
There were a few, yes.
A few?
A few.
Now, one's bad enough, but a few is not good.
What was their gripe? They couldn't go to the beach?
Mostly people have been very supportive. The community's been super supportive, and I credit the community with our good outcomes. It's because our community in general has been so willing to, follow the rules, to think about other people beyond themselves, to social distance, stay home when you're ill, get tested, all of the things we ask people to do, get a vaccine. But there were some loud dissenters, both left-wing and right-wing, And some folks at my house, some folks trying to push in the door when my daughter was home alone. That was really scary.
Wow.
So, yeah, some things like that. Definite death threats.
When you took on this position, would have never have thought that that would someone would be trying to get your house. You know, you're just trying to make our community a better place.
TC, in years past, no one knew who the hell. I mean, if someone said to me 10 years ago, who was the Santa Cruz County Health Officer? I'm like, oh, the hell, who the hell is that?
We have one of those?
No idea.
Usually it's kind of a job you take when you're retired and you don't want to stay up and deliver babies all night anymore.
Which is me. Right. Yeah.
Well, I think of it like there's a chlamydia outbreak at Santa Cruz High. You know, like that's.
Exactly.
Get the health officer down there.
My friend of mine's son works at the boardwalk, and I guess some of the kids down there have contracted COVID from down at the boardwalk. So it's just, you know, are we in the back nine of this? Are we on the back nine here? Now things have opened up. We seem to be nonchalantly taking care. It's become easy and no more masks anymore. But do we have a lot of work to do?
Well, you know, 100 years ago, we were still dealing with the 1918 Spanish flu, which took 3 years and circled the globe a number of times before it burned out. So it may be something like that.
Do you think it'll burn out? Do you think eventually it'll burn out?
I think it's going to be more of a chronic illness that we're going to have to get annual vaccines for, like the flu.
You know, it really amazed me the entire time that we've been going through this COVID last like 16 months. Basically, travel was shut down, but everybody got in their car and drove to Santa Cruz.
They did.
Like, it did. Was.
And they still are.
It just compounded what you were trying to take care of, because they were people from Seattle and Salt Lake City and Phoenix that were coming here and sneezing all over me at work.
And hence the beach closures.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I
those
got
were
it.
Not because the beach was dangerous. The beach is not dangerous. We knew that already back then in the spring of 2020. Although we were still worried about people sitting closely at the beach. So the state park rangers were out there, you know,
separate.
Move apart, mm-hmm. 10 feet apart.
It was to keep people from coming here.
But it was to keep people from coming here.
And I get it.
And we tried to do it so our local folks, we'd all have access in the morning hours and the evening hours and just close at the middle of the day, just the sand.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like a relatively small ask, but it was huge. And it got bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You might not want to answer this, but is there anything you would have done different in the last year and a half that you regret, or is there not?
Oh, well, we just didn't have enough information.
Well, you had no information.
We didn't know anything about
right.
this virus at all.
Right.
January of 2020, when we first started hearing about it, when it landed on our shores. So it was a guess. We didn't know how it was transmitted. We didn't know if it could be transmitted through food, through water. I know one of your callers was asking about, is it safe to surf?
Well,
and, you know, that was a big question back in March and April of 2020. Now we know it's not transmitted through the water.
No.
It's almost impossible to get outdoors. So just the particles are so small, and the way that the air moves around us when we're outdoors, it's really hard to transmit outdoors. So surfing is safe even with the Delta variant,
right.
even if you're not vaccinated.
So you were originally a gynecologist, correct?
Right, OBGYN.
You took this job. I mean, what made you take this job in the first place? Like, did you semi-retirement, pretty good dough? I'm going to hang out as a head Santa Cruz.
I'm living not very good.
Living in a terrible dough. Give her, by the way, come on, so give her a raise.
Minimum lousy
money, and you're doing this. You took this title, right? And you're just going to marry on your merry way. I mean, are you going to stick it out, or are you close to being? You know what? I've had enough of this.
I'm a big believer in public health. I was late to governmental public health, but I did work in Congo, DRC Congo, in central Mexico, in Taiwan, in Honduras. So I used my public health education there. I have a master's in public health. I used it helping Kaiser open up their facility in Fresno, where I lived at the time, and Kaiser was brand new, and got to help design their birthing center and get their breastfeeding clinic started there, and some other fantastic programs that are still going strong. But it wasn't until 2013 that I got into governmental public health, and I started working for Fresno County, doing a little side work as maternal child adolescent health medical director there. And I loved it, and I got to know the health officer, who's now in Monterey, Ed Moreno. And I wanted to be a health officer. So we moved here in 2014, and the San Benito job came open then. So I was San Benito County Health Officer until 2019 when I came here.
Can I talk about the frontline workers for a second? I mean, you said to me just a minute ago that you weren't, you didn't have no instructions. There was no idea of how to tackle this. How did you instruct the frontline workers and the nurses and the doctors how to tackle this disease that came into our county?
Well, fortunately, I have really good health officer colleagues, and many of them are infectious disease specialists. And I worked with them to develop regional policies through the Bay Area. California has a state epidemiologist who was tracking all of the infectious disease trends. And the CDC, of course, was making really good recommendations around medical care.
Sure. You became quite popular. You became rather public figures during this whole thing, right? New York Times, and right?
I think she's going to run for mayor next.
The COVID queen.
You were the COVID queen, huh?
Uh-huh.
Do you aspire to go beyond this? Is there a ladder in your future of moving up?
No politics.
No politics.
No. Maybe if I had been in this position earlier, I would. But you know, I'm retirement age, and I'd like to do a few more things here in public health before I
leave
that job.
What do you want to do?
Well, I think when we look back at this pandemic from a historical perspective, we're going to see that our kids were the biggest victims, not in terms of deaths or hospitalizations, but they've had this huge disruption in normal childhood development.
Right.
And I think that's going to play out over the rest of their lives. We've had a whole generation now that's been impacted very dramatically. So working with First Five here and other agencies that serve the children of our community. We're working with Adverse Childhood Events, the ACEs AWARE program, to help our pediatricians and other clinicians become more aware of how to address the trauma that this pandemic has brought.
What top three things of trauma do you think kids have felt? Not being able to go to school, not be able to hang out with their friends, right?
Normal childhood development completely disrupted.
Right.
So the whole aspect of school, of course, the educational disruption is just one component, but the social emotional disruption and the safety net that schools provide for the most vulnerable kids.
It's funny, you know, I think about kids doing school on the computer at home. I mean, TC and I tried to do a yoga class, right?
I
lasted like 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I got distracted. Phone's ringing, and I'm going to go to the fridge. I get over here. I'm not going to sit there. I couldn't sit there for more than 10 minutes without being distracted. So I don't know how kids could do it. And
you know what was the biggest thing I saw? I own a skateboard shop. Skateboarding saved so many kids during the pandemic. It was outside. It was athletic. It was social. It was, for a lot of them, new and exciting. And it seems like, the girls getting into it was unbelievable.
Oh, that's great news.
And I feel like the bicycles were a big part of what happened. Other things, team sports went off the map, but the individual sports that you could still do outdoors and be social and athletic.
And more family activities.
Yeah.
And parents embraced it. So I feel like I was able to, you know, you were saying like how the, and I agree that there's going to be almost like this PTSD type thing for kids based on what they went through. But I feel like the ones who got into skateboarding, I kind of feel like I helped save their lives in a way. Because it was something that they were able to do.
Absolutely.
And thank you for keeping the skate park open. And because it was really important for so many kids. Because it was the one thing they could do.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't on the computer.
County Parks gets a lot of credit for keeping those skate parks open. They were briefly closed down, but very shortly. Worked really hard to get them back open quickly.
Well, thank you for that, because it really made a difference, because there wasn't a lot that you could do. And that was one thing that, and kids embraced it, and the parents supported it, and I really feel it made a big change in a lot of these kids' lives, so
I've
thank you for that.
I've heard about more surfers, too.
Absolutely.
Surfing got crazy.
Surf industry is going crazy
even
right
kids,
now.
Even kids, though.
Right, and there's a shortage of that product. But the industry has blossomed, and it's great because it's an industry that keeps you outside and healthy.
Doctor, is this COVID, with the last big outbreak was, like you said, in the beginning of the 1900s, right?
1918.
1918. Mm-hmm. So now 2021, it's 103 years later. Do you feel that it's going to be another 103 years before we find that something comes to our shores like what we just went through?
No. Human race is in a very different place now. There's so much overpopulation in most of the world, and there's more coronaviruses waiting in Asia for us.
So we should expect a similar situation in our future, during our lifetime?
I believe so, yeah.
Are you preparing for that already?
We do ongoing preparation. We have already for a long time. Pan flu, pandemic kind of preparations with the hospitals and healthcare systems.
And we don't know if those vaccines that we've had will combat those diseases, do we?
Right, they wouldn't. We'd have to have
start
new
all over again.
Mm-hmm.
It
but
seems it, like it'll again, really make a big difference. We're ready to embrace this because we went through it. We know it exists.
But weren't the vaccines that we've had, we have been worked on now for like a lot, it wasn't something they just stuck in a test tube, pulled out of their hat. It's something you guys that they've been working on for 10 years,
10
correct?
10 years, yep.
Right.
Yep, so we're ready.
COVID. Well, there's all these COVIDs I've heard about forever, but this particular COVID has been a project for 10 years of vaccination development?
No, the mRNA viruses and the way they can adapt to whatever kind of virus might arise.
Do you, like, the origin of the COVID-19, there's so much, like, controversy. What's your take on that?
The good thing for me is that it doesn't matter on how I do my job, where it originated.
It's here.
It's here. Yeah.
Right.
And so my job isn't impacted. It's interesting to speculate, and it'll be interesting to see how history unfolds.
We'll
and
find
if
out.
If we do, how it happened. Yeah.
See, you don't know what's going to happen. I got a blood clot. I didn't think I had a blood clot yesterday. Today I got a blood clot today.
Thank goodness you manscaped for that appointment you had. I'm telling you, imagine if the bamboo was coming out.
You want to talk about that? We are now sponsored by a national sponsor, Manscaped.
Right.
I don't think we'll spend half an hour talking about manscaping, but we're very thankful to them for their supplies.
Mm-hmm.
The T-shirt that says, what's the T-shirt say, TC? Your balls will thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you for the T-shirt.
It's a whole new balls game.
It's a whole new balls game, and we want to thank Manscaped for as well as other local sponsors who sponsor the show.
Thank you.
But, you know, I don't know how we would... Remember what I talked about? We had a couple of beers before the show, right? How are we going to fiddle? How are we going to fit? The missus is coming on.
Yeah, and the missus, and she's well.
Hang on a minute. When the missus comes on, Dr. Newell, what's the show going to be about? It's your show with her, okay?
Well,
what's it going to be about?
I think it won't be too much different than this one.
You don't think so?
How it's going.
Right?
Well, Kelly's seen a lot of womenscaping.
Yes.
Which takes the same, a lawnmower is a lawnmower. The tools,
how come there isn't a womenscaping machine? How come not a womenscaping business,
I'm just saying.
We need another sponsor.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure Manscaping has the womenscaping product on the shelf.
You think
right
so?
Right now.
Very soon?
They're going to drop it any day.
Okay. I don't know what, I hope they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and because your wife sat there the other day and she turned that thing on. She's like, holy moly.
I know.
You can use both ends there, son.
I'm planning on it.
Let's continue with our guest tonight, by the way. By the way, you're listening to the Off the Radio Show right here on KSCO, AM 1080. You can catch the show tomorrow on offtheradio.com. We have tons of shows coming up. A lot of music coming up, TC. Mm-hmm. Check us out. So check me out tomorrow night at the Palms in Los Gatos where the Joint Chiefs are playing.
Oh, really?
Or at the Midtown Big Block Party.
Just want to say.
What?
Big controversy on it, calling it the Midtown Party.
Because people think it's the East Side.
No, no. They're saying it should be the Seabright Party.
Stop.
That is,
you know, Seabright. It's just Midtown. Jeff, I think you should
Midtown.
Come.
Midtown. We're doing a pop-up vaccine clinic there.
Really?
At the Midtown.
When?
I think it might be this Friday.
Okay, this Friday. And it's a big... Every Friday...
It's not
every,
this Friday. It'll be the next.
Okay, every Friday night, I put on a... With Event Santa Cruz, Matthew Spinnison, a Midtown Block Party.
Seabright.
Last week... So across the street from Cayuga.
Okay, so hold it.
Last week, probably...
Anybody can get vaccinated at that event next Friday? You just walk up and say, I want a vaccination?
Yeah.
No way. Serious?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get yours, Nick.
Free.
It's free. Let me spell that. That's F-R-E-E.
And remember, 99.7% of the people who have passed away from COVID were not vaccinated.
There you go.
And you can choose between J&J, one and done, or Pfizer.
Wow, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Midtown Block Party tomorrow night with the, that's going to be at 5 o'clock till 7 o'clock. And apparently you can get vaccines somewhere on Seabright. Can you commandeer that on your email or a...
You know, an interesting thing happened to me. I pick up a lot of stuff from NHS Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
And they sent out a note saying that if you can't prove that you've been vaccinated, you have to wear a mask when you come to our business.
No, I'm not surprised.
And so I went and brought my proof of vaccination today and showed them.
I carry mine. Is it on your phone?
It's
or is
in
it
my wallet.
It's in your wallet. And, put it on your phone, too.
Yeah, and it was really interesting to see that. And is that a policy that is you're seeing more of right now, doctor?
Yeah, so private businesses, actually any business, can require masking for everyone, or they can require documentation showing masks in order not to wear a mask.
And I was interested in this too, because can I, as an employer, can I require my employees to be vaccinated? And if not, if they don't want to get vaccinated, can I tell them that they can't work at my place of employment?
You can. And there are some counties, for example, San Francisco, that's requiring vaccination for all workers in certain work settings, like healthcare, incarceration areas, the jails, shelters, so those kind of high-risk settings.
And if they don't, then,
they don't have a job.
Then I can say, go find another job.
Mm-hmm.
That's really amazing.
Right?
Yeah. And that's the choice of the... It really goes back to, like... If you don't want to get vaccinated, then go work with people who don't want to be vaccinated. Is that what it comes down to, kind of?
Mm-hmm. In those settings, yep.
Wow.
But nothing like that in Santa Cruz at this point.
But that's the option of the employer, I guess, right?
Right. Now, UC Santa Cruz is requiring vaccination. All the UCs, all the CSUs for fall, mm-hmm. for anyone who wants to set foot on campus, students, faculty, staff, they all have to be vaccinated.
Interesting. Okay.
Did you find it? Did you find Doc? When is it?
I put out a text. We'll okay, see if anyone gets back.
We have bracelets
free,
here,
free
too.
Vaccination clinic coming up in maybe this weekend. Excuse me. I've got a frog in my throat. Maybe next weekend.
Also, Museum of Art and History at Abbott Square.
Yes.
Next Friday, the 23rd.
Yes.
From noon to 4.
Yeah.
On Friday afternoon. Bunch of us are going to be there.
Okay.
And giving vaccines, too.
Fantastic.
Same thing. Pfizer or J&J, take your pick. No appointment needed.
Boom.
Free. Free 50 free.
Let's get this county vaccinated.
There's going to be a little art project there and some other things, too.
Can you reiterate how important it is with this new Delta variant, how important vaccine is? Because it seems to me that is the most aggressive COVID we've seen.
Absolutely. Delta variant is unlike anything we've seen before. Much more transmissible. Maybe more lethal. We don't know for sure yet about that. It certainly seems that way in places like India and other places where it's spreading like wildfire. It is the dominant strain now in California.
Hmm.
So there's more Delta than any other strain.
That didn't take long.
It's very aggressive.
Wow.
Very transmissible. So if you're vaccinated, you're safe from serious disease, hospitalization, and death.
Do you see us going backwards as far as tiers are concerned because of that variant?
We have all gone backward. I saw a diagram with the state today, and most of the counties have moved into orange and red. So the state is very much higher disease rates. But we're not paying attention to those tiers anymore.
We're not?
No.
How come?
Because vaccination is a choice now that people can make, and they can determine their own fates, basically.
Right.
Wow. So you can roll the dice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, all you people rolling the dice,
good
luck.
Better
hope you don't get snake eyes.
There's kids under 12.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people who are immune suppressed enough, that immune compromised enough that they can't get the vaccine. So we have to remember, you know, not everyone's making the choice. They don't have a choice yet.
So that 70% that California or Santa Cruz, currently county, is vaccinated, or that includes our under 12s?
No, that's 70% of eligible.
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. But we're about 60%.
Alrighty.
But Santa Cruz has been a beacon of light for most of the country. Is that, would you not say?
Absolutely, yep.
Right?
Yep.
I think you hit a home run because we had a very low rate of infection.
We did, yep. By doing that early shelter in place, tagging along with the other Bay Area counties before we really had any significant number of cases here, we shut things down early. And we were able to...
Sure. Do you take a lot of pride in you saved lives?
I do.
You should take a lot of pride in that. I mean, you took a lot of grief for it. Now, looking back.
I do. And eventually, you know, we kind of caught up. We got those, unfortunately, our skilled nursing facilities and others. But it gave us time to prepare. It gave us time to get our PPE in place and to get testing in place.
What would you say about two guys that put a band on the roof right after COVID started because the town was dead and had them play rock and roll music across 41st Avenue in Pleasure Point?
I think I know who that guy is.
And no, there's two guys that did that.
And they're both in this room with
big rule breakers. Okay.
Was that something we should not have done?
Well, the problem was not the music on the roof.
Yeah.
It was the dancing in the parking lot. You know?
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
The crowd in the parking lot.
I had a sheriff in a SWAT uniform come in and ask me a few questions about that, by the way.
Yeah.
He had, like, grenades and stuff on. He's like...
Oh, grenades.
He's like, hey, who gave you permission?
But you know what, Doctor? We did 150 live concerts, you know, for the people. You know, and brought music to people, so...
Well, most of them were filmed. They weren't live.
They were live on Facebook Live, but, you know.
Well, the thing was is the smallest spark of happiness can go so far in people when there's turmoil. And I feel like that's something as we look forward to the future the next time this happens is how we can keep that spark alive while we shelter in place,
And I still say it was cool to see all those people come out of the house. They've been locked in the house. We were up on the roof, and you see them come out of their homes.
Dancing
in the streets. We're like, that's pretty cool. We should have done it, but we did it.
Yeah.
Well. Hey, but I know you gave a little grief here about the sheriffs, but I really want to give a shout-out to the sheriff and his teams because they and all the law enforcement throughout the county has been so supportive of me through the whole thing.
Well, they backed you up. They had your back.
And while we did this, which wasn't obviously the most acceptable thing, the sheriffs drove by and kind of waved.
Yeah.
They didn't want to make the big
And they pulled
scene.
Over. Well, a couple times pulled over and go, hey, this is good to see you. Well done. Good job.
Yeah.
But we also also interviewed Chief Mills in his office, and he couldn't compliment you enough.
Yes.
For the work that you did. We didn't solicit it, but he just said, you know, the work that you did was incredible. And we had a fun night that night.
Mm-hmm.
We got to shoot guns.
And our jail has been very safe. So Sheriff's Office, we're one of the only jails in all of California that didn't have an outbreak.
And how it didn't sweep through the homeless population, I have no idea.
Yeah, that was my prayers, I think.
Oh, my goodness.
We got to go. We're done.
Dr. Newell,
you got 40
we love you.
40 seconds.
Dr. Newell, thank you so much. I'm going to give you a round of applause.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Round of applause.
Yes. And Kelly, thank you. Yeah,
and Kelly, thank you very much. You're coming back on for the Dr. Newell Kelly sex show.
Yes. That's going to be awesome.
Coming up. Coming up. We're not talking about anything, but nothing but that subject.
Sex.
We'll see you next week with the Off-Air Radio Show. Great guest next week. But I just forgot who it is.
It's a music show.
Music show.
Woo!
Lots
Good night,
of great
everybody.
Band coming in. Good night. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Good night.